Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Really Well, and we're back with another episode of SecMet Vision. Thank you for tuning in today. I have a special guest, Tamisha. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Guys, today we are going to be talking about sex, baby. Yes. All right, so the whole point of this episode is all about women's sexuality. Because it seems to be like a bit of debate, and women are becoming more sexually, I don't want to say fluid, but definitely sexually expressive now. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I wanted to touch on and talk about was the sexual expression of the woman, and like how there are different ways that women go about expressing being sexy or just their sexuality in general. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, just like you said, there are many ways that women express themselves sexually. For me, it's just it's a feminine attitude. Anytime mm-hmm. that I feel like I like to call it a grown woman, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So anytime I feel like that, then I feel sexy.
Yeah.
Anytime that I can present myself and I feel full-bodied, mm-hmm. I feel beautiful, and I'm just ready to take on the day or whatever it is, that's when I feel sexy. If I'm confident that day, if my hair was right, you know, different things will make you feel sexy. If I go get my toes done, I'm like,
yeah. Stuff like that, like, yeah, those things definitely make you feel good. Like, when you're taking care of yourself, like, damn, I got all my priorities straight. Like, mm-hmm. I can go and get my hair and nails done whenever. You know, I look good with anything that I wear. Like, whether I choose to do my makeup or not, I'm still looking good. I think it's also, like, an emotional attitude towards yourself.
It's like
a
confidence that you have to have. It's a confidence inside of femininity and being okay with the fact that you are a woman.
Like,
I don't want to be a man.
Right.
I don't want to take on the role of a man. I am a woman, mm-hmm. and I'm confident in that, and I'm going to exude that. I'm going to walk in that.
Yes.
To me, that's sexy.
Yeah, definitely. And especially like with what you said, with I don't want to be a man, I want to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big to me, you know, because I've noticed some females, they feel like they have to compete with men and how they, like, I got to be tough like a man.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And it's like, why? Like, being a woman is the best thing that you can be in the world, you know? Like, why would you? I wouldn't even, I mean, don't get me wrong, because, like, I know where I grew up from, how I grew up and being around a lot of strong, masculine, tough men all the time. Sometimes you have to mm-hmm. be tough so that you don't gotta be assertive so that people don't disrespect you. So it can be necessary in some circumstances, but overall, like, being a woman, being feminine is sexy. It's like the best thing that you can be.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to be rough. Like, and I've always been like a edgy tomboy type of woman. But even in that, it's like you can still be feminine.
Exactly.
However you decide to express your femininity. Mm-hmm. And then what also ties into it, because some people, there's different ways that women feel sexy in general. Like, some women, they feel sexy when they have on, like, traditional clothes, like a hijab or something. They only have their eyes out there. Like, I'm being modest, but I know that my eyes or just my face is mm-hmm. beautiful to the world. And mm-hmm. that's all I need to be. You know what I'm saying? And that's sexy to me. And some women, like me, I feel sexy just wearing a sports bra and some pajama shorts. I feel the most sexiest when I'm walking like that, you know? However you choose to go about expressing that, like, it should be allowed
mm-hmm.
and embraced by everyone, because everyone is different at the end of the day, and
exactly.
we can't expect everybody to go about things in the same standard, you know? So what is your perspective on it? Like, when it comes to ladies and how they express their sexuality, are there, I mean, because I know, like, or how should I say, some women would express themselves differently, as far as some can be more outlandish mm-hmm. With their sexuality. What are your views on it?
I do believe
mm-hmm.
in time and place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm like, because I love how I look without any clothes on.
Yeah.
Right? But we can't walk around in the world naked. If mm-hmm. I could, I would. I don't do yoga every day. I'm not vegan. I don't try to lose weight or tone up my body for it not to be looked at.
Right.
So, I mean, if I could, and I'm more comfortable that way, but it's still a time and a place for certain things. Like, I have, and it might be a double standard or whatever, but I don't think that we as women, there's certain parts of our body and certain things that is not, I don't think, should be displayed all over social media, right? If you're not what, like the Instagram model or that type of celebrity where social media is paying you, there should be no reason for you to be naked on social media. That's free. This is not your job. You know what I mean? So I am that person. I'm not going to be naked, but now I might have worked out really hard, right? And I look good in that bikini. So I'm going to post that picture. You know what I mean? Certain things like that. But I do believe in time and place. I don't think that you should be just all outlandish and telling all of your business as a woman.
I do definitely notice that women, I mean, because like I said, it became like a competition thing. Like, men talk about sex all day and no one looks at it any kind of way when a man does it. And women is like, I like to have sex too.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, we are human. Sex is a human need. You feel me? So if it's okay to express that and say, like, yes, I have sex. I'll be 40 in November. I'm not a virgin. You know what I mean? So, but it's, I don't have to be all in your face. I have sex all the time. That's not for everybody to say, and this is how I have sex, and I do. No, that's not everybody's business. You know what I mean? Because when you do finally get that person in your room, he know everything. Everybody else know everything. What's the surprise? You know what I mean? So I think that's something that you should probably just kind of, it's not necessarily keep to yourself. You are human, so, I mean, anybody with sense knows that, you know, sex is a part of life. It just is. But I don't think that there is, like, as far as, like, women competing with men, it's just the fact that we get told all the time, like, women don't need sex. You're getting told that women don't need sex. Women don't have the same urge as a man. Women can't go out here and have sex like men.
That's why.
The truth of the matter is, we can and we do. And so I think that's what most women are trying to put out there. It's like, no, we do. We know how to separate this from this. You know what I mean? And it, and then if you do, they're like, well, you act like a man. No, I just take control of what it is that I want. I know exactly what I want from this situation. That's it.
As you should, you know. It's been too long that we've allowed men to just to be so in control of our sexuality. I remember having this discussion. Actually, me and my sister, we went to a sex shop one day. And they were like, these seniors, they had to be like barely 18. So they came in and they was like, I don't know what I should do, what I should get. Am I even supposed to be doing this? And we were just like, girl, I'm going to let you know right now, you better figure it out and learn how what you like and what you want to do. Don't leave it up to these men, because they don't know your body. Like, you live here 24-7. Like, certain things are going to turn you on that isn't going to turn on the next person. You know? So, because that was another thing that I was thinking of, how I remember growing up, because I have a lot of boy cousins, and they... Of course, they masturbated all the time. Yeah, and it was just...
And it's just like, laugh about it. Oh, he was just sitting there. But if you do it, like, don't get caught doing it.
Exactly. If a woman gets caught masturbating, or even if, like, at a young age... Because I remember I was very curious about sex at a young age, because I was exposed to a lot of sexuality all the time. Like, it's just... grave, horrible thing for me to do, yet everyone around me is always having sex or talking about sex. And my dad was in the sex industry, so I was constantly around women who were like that, you know what I'm saying, who always had their breasts and their asses out, and to where when I became a teenager, I thought that was normal. I mean, don't get me wrong, as a teenager, because I was so short and stuff, I was very insecure about showing my legs, but I always had my breast out, because I thought it was normal. That's what you're supposed to do. I didn't understand why me wanting to have sex was so bad. Like, as I'm older, I understand that it's not just about, like, the sex and how good it feels. It's about the the responsibility.
Are you able to handle?
Yeah.
With, you have to have a maturity in mm-hmm. sex. It's a mental stimulation as well as a physical stimulation. That's why women out here losing their minds because they're not prepared mm-hmm. for sex.
For that emotional.
Yeah, you're not prepared for it.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's what I actually wish I could have been taught about. Instead of just being like, don't even think about sex. You're not having sex. Don't, like, instead of saying,
that
like.
Just made you want to.
It just made me curious. Exactly.
They told me not to, so I'm going to go find out.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what this is.
And a lot of girls that I know, they lose their virginities and stuff out of curiosity. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to know what it's like,
yeah.
you know? So I feel like it's always important to have, like, those close and open relationships yeah. with youthful women because those urges are natural. They're going to come. And if they don't understand it
yeah.
and they don't know why they're feeling this way and they're just, like, they're saying no, but my body wants it, and, you know, they're
yeah.
not going to understand, and they're just going to go out there, and without the education or, you know, the moral responsibility that comes with having sex mm-hmm. or the respect that you're supposed to
have
accept
for, yeah.
and have for yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know?
They ain't just going to be looking for it in the daytime with a flashlight. Who got that sex thing? I need
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. I got an itch, I got a scratch, I gotta get it. And it's not even saying that I'm perfect because
no,
I've been there, and I feel like because it wasn't like really taught to me the way I wish it could have been, and I was just all out of curiosity, just like I wanted to experience it,
mm-hmm.
you know. But clearly I had to go through some stories and some stuff that I shouldn't have in order to look back at it now and
mm-hmm.
talk about it and
right.
be like,
and you be mature about it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Sometimes it takes people to have the experience and the willingness to talk about it and be, translucent about it,
mm-hmm.
transparent
yeah.
when it comes to it. Like, there's no shame in my game in what I've done. If I was going to be ashamed about it, I wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm older, looking back at it, I could have went about things a little differently,
right.
you know, like not accepting disrespect from men who were having sex with me, you know?
Right. But it's like if you didn't go through those things, you would not have known what it looked like.
Yeah.
So everything that you go through is to teach you
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, you know, like you don't necessarily look at it and regret it. You're
yeah,
always
going
to learn something from it. Any experience that you get, you have to be thankful for it. I went through that, and today I'm this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It is what it is.
That is true. That is definitely true, because I can look back on things, and I feel like it's made me, like, I feel empowered
right.
going through it.
And you can give that to another young lady behind you.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Have that experience, so girl, let me tell you. You know, you don't have to let her figure it out because
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What I mean?
And being that I'm a mother and I have a daughter, I feel like, I mean, with any child that you have, boy or girl, you have to, like, be honest with them and open about with them because they have urges and curiosities. Having a daughter, though, and she has curiosity. She want to know, what is this, mommy? What's that? Why when I touch it, it feels like this?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being like, oh, no, girl, don't even think about that. Like, I don't shame my daughter for wanting to know about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I was saying, in having a daughter and being open with her, like, this is funny, but just a couple of days ago, she discovered her vagina,
oh.
and she freaked out. She was like, because she's so familiar with the top part, she didn't know there was more to the story there, and she started yelling and crying. She was like, Mom! I'm like, what's going on? She was like, I'm scared. I think I'm going to have to go to the hospital. I'm like, what's going on? She was like, in my private part. I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, there's something there. I don't know what it is. And I'm like, point to it for me. And she showed me. I was like, oh, girl. I'm like, okay, we're out of the pet name stage. Like, you're old enough. You need to know. Like, baby, this is your vagina. And this is, you know, just really have to explain.
I would not know how to handle that. I promise you. Don't touch it. That's me. Don't touch that. You're not ready yet.
noticed, like, in having a girl, I've had to be really, like, vigilant with her. I'm like, I have to teach you how to wipe yourself properly and wash yourself properly, because it's not even just me. I was like, I shouldn't even have to touch you there. Like, I mean, like, if I do, I'm your mother. I have no intentions of hurting you in any way, you know? Right. But overall, I want you to know that this is yours.
Right.
It's not even mine anymore. This is you and your body. The first time I noticed that she touched it, like, out of curiosity, I said, because I felt like it had to be empowering. I was like, this is yours, and know that you are the only one allowed to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Over anybody else, including mm-hmm. me, dad, uncles, aunties. You're the only one that can touch it.
Right.
You know? No one else.
Right.
And that to make her feel, like, even special. Like, oh, I have this special thing, and mm-hmm. that's just mine. No one can bother it, temper it. Because, you know, everyone isn't innocent. Not even just adults, but even kids. Because mm-hmm. they get exposed to certain
right,
things
right.
and they want to act out things that they see, so you have
yeah,
to
television right now.
Yeah, definitely with television nowadays, television
it's
has
full
a
of,
lot
it's
full
of
sex, so it's just you have to be as open with your kids and to prepare them, because mm-hmm. if not, and they don't know what certain things are and what's supposed to be allowed and what's not
mm-hmm.
when it comes to a situation where somebody comes and maybe want to touch or whatever, they're not going to know to say no. And by
mm-hmm.
that point, it's going to be too late.
Right.
So be open with your kids, man. Like, just tell them, let them know what their body parts are. It's important. They need to know.
Yeah.
They have the parts. They need to know what it is.
It's a button in there, Mom. It's a button in there. Yes, that's a flower. It does have a button. However, you do not press the button.
But I love that, and I think I'm starting to see, like, mothers starting to become more open with that, because
mm-hmm.
I remember when I was young, like, if I knew what the word vagina was, that was just some horrible, terrible thing, and it's like, why is the vagina, like, why is there such a negative condensation towards the vagina? Why is there such a negative
thing? This is basically because in our society, like, vagina, boobs,
mm-hmm.
butts, all of it is, like, just so hypersexualized. It's
mm-hmm.
not. It's not just a part of your body that you have to have. It's
right.
Those is for something. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So you're not supposed to just walk around and talk about your vagina. No, because that's for sex.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So if we're just sitting around here talking about vaginas and they're like, who getting ready to have? You know? And it's like, no, I just was talking. I'm just, you know.
Right.
And they're like, no, not today. No.
Yeah. Like, come on, you guys. Like, come on. It's not such a taboo thing. Like, you have the parts, too. Don't. Come on now. But I could definitely relate to that. Another thing that I feel, because I'm somebody that's really expressive. Like, I mean, like, I'm not going to just take my shirt off in the middle of the party or in the middle of the street. Like, look at me or nothing like that. No. But, you know, I feel like I've always been a very sexual person. I've always been, like, really into sex. And,
mm-hmm.
like, I like learning about sex. I like talking about sex. Like, of course, I'm not going to go and have a full-blown conversation with a 65-year-old conservative woman. Like, hey, girl, you know. you got to reach people where they
yeah,
at.
But you people have different views on sex, and it's okay
mm-hmm.
for her to be conservative about sex and for you to be open about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just where do you meet in the middle?
Yeah.
How do we connect in regards to the topic?
Yeah.
What can you teach me at 65?
Yeah.
About it. Although I'm freelancing about it and I'm out here and I'm open.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me? Because
exactly.
you can always learn something from an elder. So
always.
You know.
Always.
You just have to have your ears open. She might tell you, girl, you need to sit down.
Elders pretty much always give the best advice, because
yeah.
they paved the way already. They didn't live it, they didn't done it,
right.
They already know.
It's a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Because with me, what I didn't like, because I don't even feel like I'm super outlandish and, like, I don't post, like, nude pictures or bra and underwear pictures or anything like that, but I feel like even to the level that I am, men feel that it's for them, like, or that it's for attention or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I think I look damn good right now.
Because it's not very many of us, sadly, mm-hmm. though. It's not very many women that just do those things for them.
Yeah.
It is 95% of the time mm-hmm. about attention. It's mm-hmm. not about this just what I felt like today. This is how I felt like I wanted to wear this because it's for me and it made me feel pretty. No, mm-hmm. it's about who's going to look at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we do have, sadly, a vast majority of us because we have this type of society right now where, you know, like we went to this lecture with Cornel West at yeah. Fresno City, and he had this thing, and I'm going to say it all the time. I don't care. It's mine now. And so he said, peacocks strut because they can't fly, mm-hmm. right? So we got a whole lot of peacocks
yeah.
on Instagram. Look at this. Look at me. Look at, you know what I mean? Yeah. You have a whole lot of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the eagle is flying. You can't even see.
Yeah.
You know? Some stuff you got to keep to yourself. Yeah. So if it's not, I'm not saying if it's for the right reason or not for the right reason.
Yeah.
It's just, if you can't handle what's, because it's going to come.
Yeah.
Handle it. Because you know why you got on there naked. You know why
yeah.
you did what you did. Mm-hmm. So whatever attention comes from it, good or bad, just know it's coming.
Yeah.
And if you can't deal with bad and you feel like you have to address it because it's bad, or, then you're not ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Because I like to tell people all the time, I'm not here to confirm or deny what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to be me.
Yep.
You can think whatever you want to. You can say whatever you want to. As long as I know what it is,
mm-hmm.
who cares? I can care less.
Yep. That's facts right there. Exactly what you said. And accepting the responsibility what comes with it.
Right.
Because I've had to learn that. Like, I've had men just out of nowhere just send me full
penis pictures,
just like, hey girl. I'm like, you know, you could have said hi first. You could have at least asked. And some people just asked. Just recently, somebody asked, is it okay if I send you a penis pic? I'm like,
No,
thank you for asking.
What the heck am I gonna do with that?
But no, it's just like, I'm sorry, I'm just giving off of your energy. I'm like, that ain't got nothing to do with you, baby. I'm expressing myself
because
I'm comfortable with myself. I love me, and it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
If it intrigues you, if it entices you enough to where you want to get to know me, ask me out on a date.
Because
I won't say no. More than likely, I love going out on dates. That's your chance to entice me. Like, ease me into it. Don't just automatically, like, because then that's going to turn me off.
But it's like I say, it's like women are training men to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we want to accept that responsibility or not. Like, we're training that.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to just send me a picture of your penis and
mm-hmm.
it's going to be like, oh, let me get over there. Like, what the hell am I doing with that?
Yeah.
I can't do nothing with it on the picture, baby.
Right.
You know? So it's like, it's what is. It's just accepted.
Yeah.
And it's more accepted, so I'm going to test you with it, being that, you know, you're sexual or whatever. I'm going to test her with this.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I respect me.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at you for sending it. It's not cute, but I'm not mad at you
not.
For sending it.
Because I'm not just going to randomly send
yeah.
my vagina to somebody.
No.
Like, you want to say? No.
No.
You
like,
know?
You don't just send it to anybody, but you know, you might be dating somebody. It was like, I felt pretty today, so I sent
yeah.
a picture.
Like, look at me today.
You know? Sent him a nude. He shows his friends he's stupid, but who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what I decided to do. But being that you put your penis in the airways,
okay.
You know, and you don't know me, I'm just going to look at you and just laugh.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like,
be like, boy, you crazy.
Yeah, that, exactly. I feel like that needs to be taught to men also, because I feel women has always been conditioned, like, don't do this,
mm-hmm.
don't show that, be conservative, cover it up, safe. Why aren't men taught to be that way also?
Because we live in a society that's based off Christianity in the first place.
Mm-hmm, true.
And in biblical times, women just didn't carry
nothing.
Stuff like that.
Women couldn't even be on
yeah.
their periods in public.
Exactly. So you just... It's a lot of different aspects as to why, and the woman's body is supposed to be sacred. It's supposed to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's certain reasons why they don't want it to be that way, or, you know, if you're not that type of person as wanted to cover it up.
Yeah.
You know, it's not for everybody. Then you're looked at as, you know, Jezebel. Isn't that what they call you? So, you know, like I say, you just have to be ready to accept whatever intention comes with it. If you're ready to accept it, do you?
Yeah. And it's whatever you're comfortable with. I personally, and don't get me wrong, like, I feel, even if I'm wearing, like, a traditional wear to where, like, I have a head wrap on and I have a beautiful dress on all the way down to my ankles, I still feel sexy and beautiful and powerful in that, too. But I don't restrict myself to that because I also like to wear shorts and crop tops and everything else. One thing I've noticed, though, because I didn't always used to be this way. I used to be, like, very... And I felt and it was like that because of insecurity. I didn't want to show my arms. I didn't want to show my legs, stomach, nothing. And then eventually, I had lost a lot of weight because I got really healthy. Was vegan, like you were saying. I was working out. I was vegan, and I was like, I'm sexy. What you mean? Let me lift these legs out.
Right. It's just a built up confidence. Like, sexy is not what you wear. It'll never be what you put on.
Yeah, never. Ever. And so, what I've learned, because when I started to become more expressive with it, I felt because I had lost weight, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm able to now. But then in gaining weight back, it's like, why should I not feel that same confidence?
Yeah.
Why is it assumed that because I'm a bigger woman or a thicker woman that I'm insecure about being big and I don't want to wear shorts too?
Yeah. I mean, BBW is in right now. I'm like, I don't even get to qualify sometimes.
It's lovable.
Right. I mean, as long as you're confident, no matter what that body type is, no matter what the shape is, how it looks to whoever, as long as it's beautiful to you.
Yeah, do you feel beautiful in your skin? That's what truly matters. Like, do I feel comfortable in what I'm wearing today? Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, if I got on the shortest shorts and the crop top, little fat on the side, whatever. Like, I'm like, my body's like...
that comes with 40 years of being alive.
Okay.
And I ain't finna give them back. I like these.
Okay, so accept it or move around.
Right.
Like, it doesn't have... Like, I don't care what you think. And how I express myself, and just because my legs is big and I like for them to be out, it's not for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's literally for me. This is what I'm comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
How, and that goes for any woman. However you feel comfortable in expressing yourself, your femininity, you have a right to do so.
Right.
Freely. Like, I remember I was having a discussion with a brother who's Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, they believe in modesty. And we were having this conversation because he said, if a woman's allowed to be proud and showing off her body, why isn't she allowed to be proud about covering up and being modest? I was like, she absolutely should be.
Right.
You know, she's not less beautiful because she covers up. I'm not less respectable because I choose to show more of my skin or show more of my body.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm deserving of respect regardless of what I have
right.
on. Not saying that I'm going to walk down the street in my bra and underwear, but it should be like, this is my body. You don't have a right to touch me.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Look all you want to. That's fine. Like, I mean, I expect you to look at me. You know what I'm saying? But respect me still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever you see, that, like, be thankful that you got to see anything, but, okay, like, because I didn't, you know, like, feel lucky, feel privileged, but know that it's for me. That doesn't give you a right to talk to me any old kind of way, to just message me things that I don't want to see, or, you know, like, it doesn't, and even if I, like, if I go on a date with you and I decide right then and there, like, you know what, I want to have sex with this dude as soon as we leave this place, I'm not less deserving of respect then either.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because you have to understand, though, even in that sense, I'm walking out in my bra and panties and it should not. The reality is, it just is.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And some men, when you lay down with them on a first date, they're not mature enough to understand that.
Yeah.
So they are going to, she let me hit on the first day. And then, okay, don't call me. But the thing is, as a woman, you have to understand that's the kind of the risk you take when you do lay down.
Yep.
On that first date,
mm-hmm.
who cares if he respect me or not? This is what I want to do today.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this was for me. If he call me tomorrow, he call me.
Mm-hmm.
If not, or if I feel like it, I'll call him. Yeah. If he answer, he answer. If he don't, he don't. You have to understand that that's just the reality
mm-hmm.
of the situation. It is what it is. And if you can't handle that portion of it, what you're doing is not for you.
Exactly. That's what you said right there. Yeah. It's not for you.
It's not for you.
Because that's really when you know. Because it takes a lot of emotional maturity as well. Like, if you know, like, I just want to have sex. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? And you go and have sex, and the next day you can be like, I needed that. I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel good about yourself still the next day. Then, all right, more power to you, sis. But if you're feeling bad about it, what are you feeling bad for if you made the choice?
Yeah. You know? Oh, I just met him. I shouldn't have did that. Oh, my God. What if he doesn't call me? Oh, my God. I just really did good bad things with him. It is like, what it is. Like, you knew that. You knew that's what you wanted to do when you left.
Right.
Understand the consequence after it happened.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly. That and it's just that. It's like just accepting like whatever comes with it.
Right.
If he wants to continue this, great. First of all, not all men are great at sex too.
No.
So sometimes I look at it,
you might not want to call him back.
Exactly. And sometimes it's best to get out now. Like, I know for a fact that I don't want
I am the person that I am backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I like you and I've been talking to you, I have to see what goes on. Okay, if we're going to take this further, like I'm going to like you.
Mm-hmm. I need to know what you're
working on. I got
to
know this. I'm sorry. I'm not finna wait 6-7 months and then finally like, okay, we're here and our emotional connection is going to lead us through this.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't no equipment down there, I don't think... No matter how big our emotional connection is,
yes,
we ain't gonna get it. We just ain't gonna get it. And I'm not finna be miserable with you, baby.
And that is facts. That is so
you
important.
You gotta go find somebody else. I might help you.
Someone will love you exactly the way that
the
you are.
The way that you are. You were meant for somebody.
Just not me. That is important to me. Like, I need to see what you're working with. Like, what's your stamina like? What's your diet like? That's important. Like, are you the type that's going to eat a whole steak and some hot wings before we have sex and not even be able to hold, like, last throughout the... Or do you take care of your body? And like,
it's the same with women for men.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have a lot of male friends. And mm-hmm. they say every hole ain't the same either.
Yep, that's fact. That's that is true.
So, you know, it's raggedy women just like it's raggedy men.
Yeah. And it all just goes in, like, that knowledge. Like, because a lot of women, they don't even know how to, because the vagina's become so taboo, they don't even know how to properly take care of themselves.
No.
Like, they're using...
That is crazy to me that, mm-hmm. like, a lot of us, like, grown.
And
they don't know how to take care of the business.
Yeah. and age does not matter because some women are literally never taught. Like, I know I went through a phase in high school because I'm learning my body. All of a sudden, I'm developing smells. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, hold up. I didn't used to have this before. But I didn't know that, like, soaps that I put down there was bad. I'm thinking I'm cleaning myself, but my vagina doesn't want it. Yeah. And I'm like... I took a shower. Why? What's going on? Not knowing
shower,
that me spraying and putting all this stuff down. The vagina doesn't want that. It wants some nice water, you know, some pH balance, no chemicals, nothing. Like,
oh, God. I had to find that out the hard way, too. It was like, no, this cucumber melon smells good. Walking around there making bread and fish at the same time. He's like, what is going on here? Somebody tell me this is not.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
My doctor, she just was like, stop doing that. Don't buy one thing, Tamisha. And so, like, I've used the same soap, like laundry detergent, same bar soap, yeah. all the same stuff since yeah. 17. Be like, no, I understand that you is a different thing coming out. I do, but I can only use this.
You're right. Because as soon as you change anything, that vine, yeah. like, hold up.
She'd be like, wait a minute.
The other day, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know this. What is this?
Hey, like, excuse, like, it's gonna stop you in your tracks. Like, when you smell that, ladies, understand your body is trying to tell you something. Don't, and I think we should, like, live, like, lower the shaming of a woman. Like, because I feel like if I smell that in you, you clearly don't know what you're doing down there.
And then, though, like, we have to understand it's a natural reaction at the same time. Yes. A yeast infection is normal, yeah. actually.
Yeah.
You know, it's letting you know something is not right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something going on that needs to be corrected. That's all. That's. I feel like that's all the body is trying to tell me. Like, if I get a little, because even as an adult now, like, I don't have, like, that horrible fishy smell. But sometimes I'm like, you know, I don't smell like me today. What am I doing different? Hold on. All right, vagina, I hear you.
And, you know, vagina needs air, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't just restrict it all the time.
Yeah, don't suffocate the vagina. Let it breathe. Always. And because when I get home, and I realize my daughter is like this too, but I'm like, you know, when we get home, because I don't want to wear no pants or nothing. Like, mm-hmm. I don't wear underwear in the house. I don't wear bras in the house, any of that. I'm free. And my daughter feels the same. I'm like, baby, with me, you're in the safest place you could ever be like this. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, baby. Like, it's okay. Yeah. You know? Like, goodness. Like, let's get this right. Yes. So, yeah. It's understanding, because you really have to be... You really have to be in tune with your vagina, like, because your vagina isn't like the next woman's vagina. What you want and what's okay and perfectly flowing for you isn't going to be flowing for somebody else. So you really have to get in tune and learn yourself.
Definitely have to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's important. Like,
you touch it, you find your buttons, you know where it's at, you know where what to do. Because then when you do, you know, get a man or your husband, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you can't instruct him and you can't take him to where he needs to go, because mm-hmm. all the time he's not going to just come in there and have, just know what to do.
Yeah, don't assume. Because
just
they
like
know.
Yours is different, the one he was with before you ain't the same.
Yeah.
So you can't just, oh, he don't know what he's doing, girl. No. Mm-mm. Do you know what you do?
Yeah. Like, you know, that's cool, baby, but. For me, this is what turns me on. Do it like that. You know, like, because I'm like that. Unless I don't feel a connection. Sometimes there are some men where I get into it and I'm like, I don't feel this connection with you. And it just doesn't work.
Right.
And I'm okay with allowing it to grow. Like, okay, so this was a test run. But I need you to know that I like it like this. I need it like that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I'm giving you room to work with.
Right.
But overall, like, if I'm like, if I know I can trust you with my outlandish sexuality and the things that I want to do sexually, like, mm-hmm. and I don't have to feel ashamed of anything that I want to do with you sexually,
right.
then oh yeah, baby, I'm like, I'm gonna put you on to some stuff. But. Because I have to trust you, too. If I don't feel like I can trust you with myself mm-hmm. to that extent, then, all right, we just gonna, you know.
It's just gonna be.
Mm-hmm. Because, men, you have to be mature. If you get a woman mm-hmm. that wants to explore sexually and do different things, exciting things or whatever, if you're not open to it, okay, that's perfectly fine. Let that be known. But don't shame a woman because she has
a preference.
Yeah, you know, sex should be free in how you want to express it. Find somebody that's like on the same wavelength as you and thinks the same way, like, yeah, mm-hmm. I like that nasty stuff, let's do it.
Right.
You know, because if they're not, then
they're just gonna be sitting there looking at you like,
what is this? What, she came in here with these contractions.
Oh my god. Like, you know what, I done left something. You know,
okay, and me, I have these conversations. I like talk about sex with that guy. Like, before we even get there, like, mm-hmm. you know, let me feel your sexual vibe and energy. Let me know if this is what I want.
Yeah, because a lot of the time it's important. It is mm-hmm. very important. I had to learn, though, mm-hmm. to halt that conversation. Mm-hmm. I did. I had to learn not to discuss it because I'm very comfortable talking about sex. And so, yeah. like, I used to have a sex toy business, mm-hmm. right? And I did some consultant stuff in regards to sex. And so we would be talking, and it would be like, well, what did you used to do? Or what you know, and I would bring that up. And as soon as I brought it up, well, did you do this? Well, what did you guys do? Can we get away from the products? I can get you a discount, though. But, okay. you know, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like, the sex conversation for me, it just naturally is going to come up.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we'll get into it when we get into it. We don't yeah. necessarily have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I know that you're not a virgin. Mm-hmm. You know that I'm not a virgin.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you certain things that I'm into. We're going to figure that out. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to sit here and have sex conversations for 2 hours every time you talk to me.
Yeah.
And you ask me about, so when you was a, when you owned the business, listen, don't call me no more.
Okay. I went out on a date with a guy one time. And he was just asking me all these questions. At first, in the beginning, with the question he was asking, I was like, I mean, yeah, I can answer that. Yeah, I did that before. But then when he got, like, into the details, like, dude, do you like when they come in you? And I'm like, hold up.
Like, why are we talking?
That ain't none of your business. Like, you know how sex works.
Right.
That's all you need to know. Exactly. Like, I wasn't having this conversation. Like, that don't mean that I'm interested mm-hmm. in having sex with you.
That's it.
Like, come on now. Oh, goodness. Yeah. I've had to realize that, too, because that was something that I was used to. Like, because I felt, well, I'm not having sex with the guy. I'm just talking to him or whatever. Yeah, I was like, that conversation isn't for everybody.
No.
You know, because some men aren't mature enough to have those conversations. And some, they don't know how to talk about anything else. I'm like, I know how to talk about sex and be sexy and all this stuff. But I'm also very intelligent, too. You know, I'm a college student. I'm college educated. You know, I can have a broad conversation on all kind of stuff. You know, like, entice my mind. Don't just automatically assume that I only want to talk about sex with you.
Because you have to understand, although it's you know, we're having this conversation and it's me on this end, mm-hmm. you have to try to understand what's being interpreted on the other end.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You go, because we can't just sit here and then you talking to a guy about sex, because you just say sex with a guy, it's going to be...
Yeah.
Oh. You know, and that's what it is. I'm going to listen to this conversation. I'm going to hear her out. Mm-hmm. You know, and if he only there for that in the first place,
yeah,
and you get to talking about it, oh yeah, let me see, mm-hmm. yep, I like that, yep, mm-hmm. So you said how many times we gotta go out too? Okay, I'm gonna be back next week. Okay, you know, and there's a lot of women who don't understand that situation. Mm-hmm. Like, true, you got these rules about how sex is supposed to work, right?
Yeah,
and no, I did not discuss sex with him. He's a man. You're mm-hmm. a woman. If you're an attractive woman and he's an attractive man, both of us thinking about sex.
Yeah.
It's not like we got here to eat French fries and we're not thinking further than the French fries.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sex is on our minds. It's on his mind, my mind, mm-hmm. but we don't have to sit here and have that conversation if I'm not ready to know what he heard.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You sitting there and, you know, we like to talk about what we like to do, how we want to feel, woo, woo. But he didn't, all he heard was, she likes sex.
Yeah.
I like sex. We gonna do sex. Mm-hmm. You know? So we have to be able to understand and interpret what the other person is hearing.
Yeah.
You know? And I want you to tell me, what did you hear me just say?
Mm-hmm. What did you get out of me telling you my sexual interest?
What'd you hear?
Yeah, because sometimes they just, all they hear is the sex part.
That's it. You hear sex, and it's like, okay, that's what we're here for, girl.
Like, yeah, don't get me wrong.
Why are we still here eating?
Okay.
Shoot.
Don't get me wrong. If I want to have sex with a person, if I want to have sex with you, I have no problem letting you know. But it doesn't mean, like, if we're dating, date me. You know what I'm saying? Don't just think that I'm just going to come to your house and the only thing we're going to do is have sex and that's the only relationship that we're going
to
have.
Like, no. You have to actually steer that.
Yeah, it's true. You have to set that standard. Mm-hmm. And that's what women need to understand. Because some women, they give all their control to the men. Like, oh, if he wants to date me, then he's going to ask me out. No. I'll let you know from the get-go. If you want to even get there, you have to date me first. Mm-hmm. And let me decide, like, if you are who I want to be having sex
with.
You know? Because that's important. First of all, I need to know what you're working with, because there is no way, like, we just going to be having, you going to be talking, because dudes can talk of a big game, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, he going to be good, and then come down to it, he can't last, oh, God, I can't last even a minute, you know what I'm saying, just out of breath, and, oh, no, no, no.
Or he got a thumb penis.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, you know what, I'm not doing this with you. I'm sorry. This is childish as fuck.
Please don't bring these.
Like, I'm sorry. Somebody out there loves you, but no, I need.
You got a thumb penis.
I don't want it. I don't want it. No.
I just tickled myself. That's something else.
Yeah. So I need to see it. Like, just let me see a picture of it real quick.
And then when I ask you, send it to me.
Exactly. Because then that's me deciding. Like, once I get to the point, where, can I see you real quick? That's when you know that I'm at that point.
Like, where the conversation is cool.
Yeah, cool. But you know, if you can,
I feel like I might want to touch that. I might even kiss it for you if it's pretty.
Okay, if it's pretty, if it's clean, do it smell good? Smell good, cause some men, like, I don't understand, like, some men just don't care, like,
no,
like
they got musty balls.
They don't shave, don't trim nothing. I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna let you go down there, and I'm not upkept, like,
Well, I don't want a man that's shaved all out. Don't take all your hair off. You're a grown man. You know what I mean? And I might not take all mine off.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave some. I'm grown. I'm not
clean
a kid.
About it.
I used to clean it all up all the time, and like now it doesn't. I don't do it all the time because it's like I don't know. I don't do it all the time because I don't want it to look like that all the time.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking 12-year-old. But if I get down there with a man and he gotta have something, what is it? You want to do the manscaping?
Yeah,
but don't wax it. Don't wax it.
That's hilarious to
don't
look at. A Ken penis is just like all.
It's
like,
just a bear. There's no bushes around it. It's nothing. And it's just there, like, hi. And you're like, hey, what's going on? Looking at it in the eye, like, what's going on with you? How are you? Yeah. Okay. Or something.
You see all of me. There's no surprise.
They're sitting there like.
I mean, I personally, like, I don't mind the little hair there because, like, I'm not always going to be, like, completely shaved every time I have sex either. But let it be well kept and managed.
Yeah, keep it up. Keep it. I don't want hair going in my nose.
Yeah, I don't like when it's just too much.
Or very, very curly.
Yeah, curly. And then it's, like, it smells, like, you know, because you sweat down there and the hair traps the odors and stuff. Like, come on now. Yeah. Like, if I'm going to put my face down there, like...
Yeah. Because the hair is actually supposed to be a barrier for you.
Yeah. You
know? So certain things don't get in there that can bite you and shit. You know what I mean? But...
Get out.
Oh, shit, just ain't going nice.
All right. Yes. Back at it. So, yeah. I know with me personally, like, in my experience, and I'm still young, so I'm still learning as I go, and I completely embrace that. I embrace, like, that I am in a learning phase of exploring myself and getting to know what I like sexually. I've actually learned that I like a lot sexually, you know? I'm also, like, mentally mature enough to know that everybody doesn't deserve,
right?
You know? It's like what I do with my body and how I express my sexuality is for me. And that's what makes me feel empowered. You know what I'm saying? It ain't for you. And it ain't for everybody. If what I do makes you uncomfortable, you don't have to see. I mean, I'm, you know. But also what I'm into, like, if you're dating me and we get to that point, be prepared and be open-minded. Because I'm always going to be open-minded towards some things that you might be into that I ain't never even thought about before. So be open to the things that I might want to bring to the table. Because I might whip some stuff out on you. Like, hey. Here it is. To wrap this all up, women, we love you. You are beautiful. Your sexuality is nothing to be ashamed of. I don't shame you. Don't be ashamed. Learn your body. Don't be afraid to have experiences and curiosities and get to know yourself and get to know your body and everything. And if you don't know, don't be afraid to ask. Right. You know, there are women. I mean, I know, like, there can be some nasty women out there that are like, whatever. Move around them. Because there are plenty of women that have no problem, you know, teaching you what you
have
need to
yourself
know.
A pleasure party, honey.
Ooh, yes. I want to have a pleasure party.
I used to do those. And I mean, it's a very informative thing to do, like, with, you know, with you and your friends and whatever. It's informative. It's not just there to buy, you know, things. However, you must purchase when we come to the house.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not just about that. It's basically, like, it's empowering. Mm-hmm. It's to show you that, you know, shoot, it's certain things you can do for yourself. It's certain mm-hmm. things, like, if you're not getting this sexually, this is a way that you can get it done.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And I do, when I was doing them, I did them as co-ed shows. Sometimes I would just do couple shows. Mm-hmm. So it's educational mm-hmm. for a woman and a man. Like, men learn a lot from pleasure parties, and they love them.
Yeah.
So, you know,
because they need to learn to think it too. Right. Some of them, they automatically think they got it and they don't. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like your man isn't reading you and your body to the way that you want, like, you know, like,
play a game.
Yeah, let's play a game. Oh man, thank you so much for coming to speak on this topic. I really appreciate you giving your perspective on the topic. Like, yes. This episode was everything.
No problem. You have to get my sister in here and do it like an after dark, very candid. My sister's ooh. Very candid.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I could get you a panel. We'll do that.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely do that. Let's go ahead. We're going to set that up. Okay, so look out for the next episode where we get explicit.
Yeah, that would be a little different.
Yeah. We're going to do a sex ed uncensored.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. Shout out to our sponsor, CMAC, for giving us the space to utilize the equipment and shoot our podcast. This has been SexMed Vision. Shout out to y'all. Peace, love, and light, baby.
Bye.